This morning I want to tell you about a special little bird. This little bird only is about 3 to 5, maybe 6 inches long. And I have a picture of it right here. It lays 3 to 5 little white eggs inside of its nest. Now, can you see its nest here? Can you boys see the nest? It's not like a regular nest. It's not soft on the inside. It's kind of hard. There's no soft feathers or grass or anything inside for the little bird. And it's just a half nest. And it kind of just sits against the inside of an old dead tree, a snag, a hollowed out tree. That's where they like to be. But the problem is that there isn't as many snags as there used to be. And so these little birds, as they go south, are starting to go, they've been going into chimneys, inside of chimneys, and they hang on the inside of chimneys. Now this little bird has really long, narrow wings because they fly really fast. They're one of the fastest flyers out there. And they look kind of like a little cigar. You see how dark they are? They fly very high in the sky, and they can eat up to 20,000 insects in one day. That's a lot. How would you like to eat 20,000 insects in one day? And they love balloon spiders. Now, there's something really cool about these as they go south. Do you know what it means to migrate? Does anybody know what it means to migrate? Do you know? Well, when the weather starts getting cold, they go south where the weather is warm, and they spend the winter there. And they start going south about the end of August, and they do this until about October, and then they're gone. Well, there is a place in town where you can all go and see them. And they do a really special thing, which we're going to show you in just a minute, not quite yet. I want to show you their nest first. We're going to show you a video of how they go inside those chimneys. It's an amazing thing that God's created them to do. These little birds like to be in community. Do you know what that means? Community is when they all like to be together. When they're flying up there in their great big flock, and sometimes there's 3 or 5,000 at one time, they don't say, oh, don't fly by me. You go fly somewhere else. And when they roost inside of the chimney or the old dead tree, they don't say, oh, go find your own place, I'm already here. They just make room, they snuggle in for the one to be right next to them. And I'm gonna tell you a place where you can go with your mom and dad on your computer, and you can see a little hover, a hover cam, and it goes right over the top of a chimney, and you can look inside and you can see those little birds, all the thousands of them. It's just black inside the chimney, it's really cool. And you can also go see a live cam, so you can see those birds going in and out. It's active. It's what they're doing right now. I'll show you how to get there. Okay, let me show you the little nest first, okay? This came from one that lived in our chimney when we lived in Yonkala. And people cap off their chimneys because they put a cover on the top because they don't want the birds to be in their chimney, but you know what? When they do that, then the birds don't have any place to go. Okay, wait a minute, don't touch. And then now we have less of these birds than there used to be. See how the nest goes like that? See, it goes just like this, up against the wall, like that. That's how it sets. That's not like a regular nest. See that? See the little egg inside there? It did hatch, you're right, it hatched. A little birdie's gone, it flew away, it grew up. Yeah. Now they only use these when they have the babies, the hatchlings. And they're so fragile that after the birds get out of the nest, they don't even, if it's in your chimney, it doesn't even start a fire, they just disintegrate. They just fall apart. And I had to put glue on the outside of that nest to hold it together because it was starting to fall apart. It's 12 years old. I did, yeah. Okay, now if you turn around and look right up there, we're gonna play just a really short video and then I'll tell you something more. Okay, stay here, stay close, stay close. Oh, you guys are in good community, good job. They'll swirl around in that great big flock, and pretty soon it just looks like a vacuum cleaner is just sucking them down into the chimney. When my husband and I first saw these, 13 years ago when we came to this area. That's all. You can turn back around. When we first saw those birds, there were so many of them, they would just drop out of the sky into the chimney. Okay, turn around. Okay, can you guys come back? Okay. That chimney that you just saw is in Roseburg. It's off of Harvard behind the Arts Building. And if you go back there about a half an hour before sunset, you can see them all go into the chimney. It's the coolest thing to watch. And maybe your family will take you. I have a little brochure for each one of you. It gives you the information about them, and it tells you where you can go see the live cam on the computer to see the little birds. And if you go to youtube.com and you type in Roseburg, Swifts in Roseburg, Oregon, it will pull up all kinds of videos like that, and you can watch them, okay? Do you have hummingbirds? I like hummingbirds. They're very special. Okay, so I want to challenge you guys to try and live in community. Now, do you remember what community means? We all live how? Together. Like you guys are together here. We all make room for each other. We all get along. Because in heaven, are we going to live in community? Or are we all going to have our own place in heaven where nobody else can come? What do you think?
Communion.
Yeah, we're going to live in community. Everybody's going to be happy to have everybody else be there and be a part. Do you guys like it when you're doing something and one kid stands apart and won't join you, or would you rather have that kid join you? Mm-hmm. Would you rather have that kid join you in your game? What do you think? Yeah, because that's what makes it fun, huh? That's what makes a family. So each one of you guys can take one of these, and let's have prayer first before you go. And this week, when you guys are at school, when you're in your families at home, see if you can live in community and get along with everybody and include everybody, because everybody's important. Do you want to tell them? That chimney's in Roseburg. Yes, it does tell you. Yeah, it's right behind the Arts Building, right off of Harvard Street. Okay, let's pray. Can you guys stop and let's pray? Okay. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the beautiful nature that you've created and the lessons that we can learn from them. Help us to love each other, to include everyone, to live in community as you have created us to do, so that we can all one day go home and live in community with you forever. In Jesus' name, amen.